Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Friday to you. You know it's Friday as soon as you heard that song. What's ironic is they're in concert tonight. That's what the expose. If I do, you come go with me. Ah, that was corny as hell. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. What a show we have for you today. The one, the only, Ed Smith is going to join us about 10 minutes after the hour or so. We're going to break down that NBA Finals Game 1 yesterday. What a crazy game. There's so much stuff missed just because JR was being JR. LeBron, historical game, 51-8-8. Kevin Durant, where were you? George Hill, gotta make that free throw. Is it a block? Is it a charge? You tell me. Like I said, we're gonna get into this very heavily as the show goes on. 10 minutes after the hour, the one and only Ed Smith will be joining us here on the Cave Show. What's up, everyone? Happy Friday to you. Like I said, this is PLR. This is the Cave Show. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Or better yet, check this out. You can become a club member. You get a locker, backs up to a humidor. Sticks never go bad. You can stay there, watch all the games, all the TVs. Games will be on. The finals will be showing. You definitely can enjoy all of that at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. There's so many televisions there. It's crazy. Like I said, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase you have. Wild game last night. Wild game. Gave you, laid it all out for you. Also, Ty Lue could have taken a timeout. LeBron James, I'm going to get into the way he looked at J.R. Smith a little bit later. Klay Thompson almost got hurt. Just one thing after the next. And that's just game one. Call in number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. If you have anything on your mind, you want to get into those topics or other topics, please do. Real basketball heavy show today. Got to get out to get some coverage on an event. So we won't go quite as long as we normally go. But like I said, we do have the great Ed Smith joining us at about 10 minutes after the hour. Call in number 917-889-7828. Got a caller online on the Kerry Lackey Law line. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR, who I have the pleasure of speaking with.
Happy Friday, Paul. It's Lou.
Lou, what's up, my man? How are you this weekend?
All right. Well, I had a little bit of a problem last night, but I'm okay now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's what matters.
So anyway, are they going to get suspended for their brouhaha yesterday or not? Nah, I mean, Love and, you know.
Love is not suspended.
He's not going to be suspended.
He is not going to be suspended.
Hmm. What about Thompson?
And no word on that yet, but you know what? I don't think anyone should be suspended.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't think Love should be suspended because, one, I think it's the dumbest rule ever. And I know a rule is a rule, but he never ran to the fight. Everyone thought that game was over. So he's standing on the court, the infamous, where you're about to wave or go shake hands or do whatever, and then all that broke out, and then he's talking to a referee. He's not making his way towards the fight. So I think if he would have been suspended, that would have been a terrible suspension. As far as Tristan Thompson is concerned, the flagrant foul, I looked at that about 20 times last night from a whole bunch of angles. From Tony Brothers' angle, if you are honest with yourself, from his angle, when he came through, it looked like the elbow flew. But when they flipped the TV around and looked at other angles, the elbow did not fly at all. So it was just a contest. A good contest. But if we're going to start saying refs messed up because of their angle or they had a bad angle, then half the calls in the NBA wouldn't be called. Because a lot of them are called based on the angle that the ref has. Now, as far
right.
as putting the ball in Draymond's face, to me, then you shouldn't have been ejected for what wasn't a flagrant foul, but you got ejected.
Right.
But you should have been ejected for putting the ball in his face. So you know what? It washed out in the end. Let's just play some basketball.
Yeah, I would think so. Right. I got some news on the college basketball where the ACC and Big Ten have a whole list of games set for their teams in the upcoming year.
Okay.
Yeah, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. They announced some of their schedule. You got the traditional matchup they have. North Carolina and Michigan are going to meet up a rematch. Indiana, Duke, Michigan State, and Louisville. And there's going to be three new matchups this year that have never happened. Syracuse versus Ohio State, Minnesota versus BC, and Pitt versus Iowa.
Pitt, oh, that's right. Pitt is in the ACC.
Yes.
I completely forget that sometimes.
I know. I can forget, too. I'm like, first of all, like, wait a second. Oh, yeah, they moved. Yeah.
It's all funny because we have all these super conferences now that sometimes I forget. Because every time I think of Pitt, I still think Big East. Same with Boston College.
I know. I grew up in
same
that.
Same with Syracuce. You know, that's a shame. I love the 30. I love the 30 for 30 that the four-letter did on the Big East and how they just kind of came and formed and ran, you know, just shot gangster through basketball. And then all of a sudden, football got more and more powerful and bigger, and basketball schools that were mixed with football schools, they sold their soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm. It sure looks that way, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
Really does.
And I don't know if you are aware or not, but college baseball began their version of their March Madness version, only it's probably known as June Madness or whatever, but you know, they started their tournament today with the field of 64.
Yes, I did notice, and I've been watching closely for the softball has their tournament going to Lady Softball because the ASU Sun Devils, and maybe you've heard of ASU, it's the Harvard of the West Coast, that I went there or anything, but they play Saturday. That doesn't ring a bell, but the Harvard of the West Coast ASU, the Lady Devils are in the softball tournament. Unfortunately, they're in the elimination bracket, but they're playing Oklahoma, who was the national champ, I believe, last year. So that should be fun to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll keep my eye on that if we get a chance.
Well, I know this. I know you have a show on Saturday. If you want to give everyone the details about that before we run out of time and don't have an opportunity for you to tell everyone.
All right. Well, I have the Enhanced Sports Show on Saturday nights, 4 to 6 your time, 6 to 8 my time. The number is 929-477-3688. And my hockey show is moving to Saturday nights next week, right after the Enhanced Sports Show. So it's going to be like a double duty on Saturday nights. Oh, boy. Number is 347-205-9631. We're going to go on the show even though the season is ending. And game three of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night. This is turning into an interesting series, just as I thought it would.
Who do you have tomorrow?
Capitals. Capitals.
Okay. And I know we won't get a chance to speak for the next game. So who do you have in the next NBA Finals game?
Well, I did say this was also going to go seven. So I'm still thinking it's going to be Warriors. Cavaliers will win game three and four.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. One quick note before I jump on here. Tomorrow night,
right,
the Diamondbacks are playing the Miami Marlins. And for most people, it's a who-cares night just because,
right,
the Diamondbacks have slipped so much and the Marlins are the Marlins. But I will have you know, there is a Paul Goldschmidt slash Paul Solo bobblehead night. So it's the Paul Solo instead of Han Solo bobblehead night here in Phoenix. So I'm going to try to get my hands on one of those bobbleheads and pop it on social media. So I'll let you know with that, my friend.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. I knew there was something going with that.
But listen, the guest is on, my friend, and I hope you have a good weekend this weekend.
I will, and tell Eddie I said hello.
I will do, my friend.
Thank you, Paul.
You take care now. All righty, talk to you later. Good friend of the program, Lou, always great to catch up with him. On air right now on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, you know, the one and only, played pro football, pro baseball, has the best show on Saturday down here on NBC Radio here in Phoenix. My man, my brother, the one and only Ed Smith. What's happening?
Brother Paul, what's going on, man? And happy end of the school year to both of us.
Oh, it's over for you, huh?
Yeah, today was a little dude's last day, so.
Yeah. See, here's the time we start working. See, the boys got out a week ago Thursday. Our jobs are in full effect now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a full-time gig,
though,
bro. Hey,
oh,
it's a full-time
gig.
Trying
to picking them up? Yeah.
Yeah. Just finding activities for them in the summer so they don't go crazy
house
and drive us crazy with them.
Well, see, here's the good part is I only have one. You got two.
that just means I have a beer in each hand when they go to sleep.
<There you go>.
So that's all that means. We're ready for football, for basketball, a couple vacations. So they'll keep me occupied and broke.
There you go. That's part of their occupation, though. That's their job description, actually.
One day. Well, that's all right, though. I told my youngest one, I told Mr. Amir, I think it was about 2 or 3 days ago, I said, you know what? In about another 30 years, when I need diapers, I'm going to come live with one of y'all, and one of y'all are going to change them for me. And he looked me dead in my eye and told me, it won't be him, it'll be his brother. So, I guess I'll be in a home somewhere. But I know you watched that game. I know you watched that game last night. And there's so many things, and we don't have that much time, but there's so many things from JR being JR, from Steph having a great game, LeBron having an epic game. Klay Thompson almost got named for the series. Tyronn Lue could have called a timeout when JR was losing his mind, and he didn't. A foul that was a charge got switched back to a block. Ed, there's so much. Where do you start with this game?
It was an unbelievable game. Like you said, the most impressive thing was LeBron's performance, because, you know, everybody, they went in as a 13-point dog. And, you know, I was myself, just like everybody else, I think I was expecting a blowout. I thought Cleveland would keep it close in the first half and then get blown out in the second. They actually led throughout the game, which was astonishing to me. And then the finish, you know, like you said, the charge that wasn't a charge or it was a block. And, you know, they go and they check, and now all of a sudden they change. And then you get the fiasco at the end with JR. And, man, you know, sometimes you almost have to force yourself to feel sorry for somebody. And, you know, you look at his little pitiful face after he realized what he did, man. And it's almost, man, I haven't felt that bad for somebody in a very long time. But at the same time, wasn't it so comical, though? It was because the whole stadium, including LeBron and everybody out there in the court, like, where are you going? And it was like one of those things you thought in your life you'd never see.
You know, my favorite part of that is when LeBron was mad at him, he was speaking, and he just stopped talking and turned away. And then as he's walking to the bench, he looks back at him and then turns his head and walks, keeps walking away. And we've all been there when it's someone that we love. And we there it could be a friend, a relative, and you know if you say one more thing to them or they say one more thing to you, you're going to hit them in the mouth. And so they're going to hit them in the mouth. You have to turn around. You just stop talking and walk away. And that's the look he had on his face, like, don't say another word. And just walked away.
What could you say too? We always say, like, you know, I've never seen that before. This is honestly something, Paul, I've never seen before. Not to this magnitude, not to this degree. And I mean, I was speechless myself. I'm like, are you kidding me? That really just happened? So I can imagine what the players were like out there on the court. And LeBron, he just had to be beside himself after everything he did to try to bring them a victory, and that's how it all goes down. Because you saw as soon as the overtime, they were so spent and so confused, they had no chance in the extra 5 minutes.
You know what, though? Here's what I'm going to say to that, because I agree. He could have took a timeout. He could have went back up at the layup. He could have turned and fired a shot because everyone ran LeBron. So he was wide open, dribbling all the way out there. He was wide open. All that stuff could have happened. But they did have that other 5 minutes. And it made me think about Bill Buckner when the ball went through his legs.
Yeah.
They still had another game. When Moises Alou, when the ball got touched by Varmint, they still had another game. So I understand what happens in those moments, but and it's easy for me to say because I'm not a professional, but you still had a chance that game. That didn't decide the game. And no one is talking about the fact that George Hill, you shoot 80% from the free throw line.
You got to hit those free throws, man.
So there's so much with this game, and I'm going to jump so much because I know we don't have much time. Speaking with the one and only Ed Smith on the Kerry Lackey Law Line here on the Cave Show, that foul call that was a charge that was reversed, in all honesty, that was a block. Now, I don't think they should have reviewed it anyway, but the rule says, and the rule sucks in this, I'll say that. But once you start reviewing, you can then review if a person is set or not. And it sucks for Cleveland that happened to them. But again, I'm going to say this. When Kevin Durant hit those two free throws, all that did was tie the game. It didn't give them a lead. So –
yeah,
I understand all these things look like they went wrong for Cleveland, but none of those things in that part took the lead and made them go into a deficit. Not one of those things. So I think that's
the only skeptical part to me is the reason they reviewed the play in the first place, because they wanted to check and make sure he wasn't in the restricted area. And usually when they go to that, you know, you can see a toe might or a heel might be near the area. He was at least a good, you know, maybe a foot outside of the restricted area. So it's almost like, okay, I'll quit it like this. You get popped for speeding, but for some reason they want to check the glove compartment and they find some contraband in there. If not for the fact that you were speeding, they never would have found that in the first place. But like I said, they got caught. They checked it for not a valid reason. So, you know, but in the end, like you said, it doesn't matter. They did check it, and it was a char, a block. I mean, I thought just like you. The crazy part is when you break it all down, because at high speed, you know, at normal speed, you would never be able to say that was, you know, one or the other, because you'd probably be 50% people say this, the other people say that. To look at it in slow motion, I think it slowed it down, obviously, enough, and you can tell. But that just goes to show how hard it is to officiate. But I will say this much, the officials did not have a good night, period, in my opinion. They made a lot of bad calls throughout that game.
They really did. They really did. And you know what? I looked at that play again, and you're right. LeBron was almost 2-3 feet outside of the lane. You know what I think got him?
Yeah.
I think he thought someone else's foot was LeBron's foot. I really do. I think it was Jeff Green trailing or whatever happened, and I think he got mistaken with the foot. Because all big feet looked alike, I think, to the ref then. So let me ask you this about the game. we know what LeBron did. We know he went 51-8-8, still blocked, played the game of his life. Steph Curry, honestly, played a really good game. And how much different does he look since he can be fresh on offense and not have to chase James Harden or Chris Paul around?
He looks so much better. The only concern I have is and I think they might have to switch this up, the Golden State game plan switching everything. If you think about it, you go down and you get the right matchup, all you got to do is find who Curry is guarding, and you do a little pick and next thing you know, he's on LeBron every single time down there. That's not a formula for success. I think they need to, maybe you can answer this, when did it become so prevalent where every single thing is switched? Nobody wants to fight over or even go under a pick to save their lives to keep a matchup. No longer, they might as well just be out there playing zone, if you ask me, because the day of people fighting through and staying man up has just disappeared. Now, like to your point, though, Curry looked so much fresher, and that three he hit at the end of the first half, that was the, for me, that was the momentum and game shifter right there. That really was a big moment for them. Once again, J.R. Smith being right in the middle of it, not cutting him off or at least making the shot a little tougher for him.
You're exactly right. And the switching, I think they're switching everything for two reasons. One, Iguodala isn't playing. So I think that's one reason why they're switching everything. Because if Iguodala is guarding LeBron, I'm believing he's fighting through some of those. Two, Kevin Durant is off the hook because of what happened with JR and that they won the game. Because let's be honest, he had a terrible offensive game. And I know he got points, but he was a volume scorer. Two, he let J.R. Smith get a rebound, and there's no way a 6'6 guard should get a ball from a 7-foot forward when the 7-foot forward has inside position. So that's two. And three, those picks that he's getting are soft picks. He needs to fight through those picks and guard LeBron. And he acted like last night that he wanted no parts of that. And I know you can switch everything, and I know that's the game plan, but Ed, you play pro ball. You know, superstars are sometimes says, "Coach, look, I got it. This one's me." You know what? He's in a rhythm. It's up to me. And I don't want to compare KD to other people, but we saw Derrick Rose years ago win the MVP, and the Bulls go play in Miami, and LeBron James literally was like, "I got him. He's the MVP. Okay. I'm going to guard him," and Derrick Rose got shut down. We saw Scottie Pippen say, "I'm tired of this John Stockton bullcrap. Put me on him, Phil," and that shut him down. We see this. We see Michael say, "I got him." We saw Kobe in a final say, "That's mine. I got him right there." It's time to shut him down. So we see superstars do that. This is where KD has to prove it again. Last year he proved it more offensively. This year he has to say, Steve, you know what? On those soft screens, we're not switching. I'm going to fight through those. And I think that's what he has to
do. The opportune word, too, Paul, is those soft screens. They're not even – I mean, guys are just like almost just stepping in front of them. Back in the day, boy, you had to cut somebody off and, you know, basically put them in a headlock to keep them from fighting through. Now, like you said, they're so soft. And it's like everybody's just giving way to the next guy. Like, well, you go ahead and take them. I'll take them, you know.
Yep. I'm live with us, the one and only Esmond, on every Saturday, Easy Sports Talk Show on NBC Radio here in Phoenix. How much do you love Draymond Green if he's on your team? And how much do you hate Draymond Green if he's not?
I'll be honest with you. I might not even love him if I was on his team. Because I played with those type of dudes, man. And, people will say, well, you know, he's my teammate. I ride or die with him. But in the back of your mind, man, even some of the those guys are like, man, if I could, I would just punch him in the mouth. But, I mean, you know, he is one of the most annoying. And, you know, he got under your boy's skin yesterday at the end there. But that's just Draymond. You know, you either love him or you hate him. And I imagine so many more people hate them than actually love him. And I'm one of them. I cannot stand him, his game. He's a great part of that team, and some would argue probably one of the more valuable players because of what he brings. He brings the nastiness sometimes and the attitude. But, man, I'm telling you, what Charles said a few weeks back, I reiterated, I don't have a big enough platform where anybody would ever listen to me, but if I could, I'd punch him right in his damn mouth myself.
He got in Tristan Thompson's head so bad that he pointed to come meet me out back. And you know doggone well basketball players don't fight. So there's no out back to meet him at anyway. But you and you know what? He has an incredible skill set, and he honestly reminds me a lot of Dennis Rodman. Because when Dennis Rodman got under your skin, he just really did it. Now, the difference, I think, is back then, guys could care less on your team. They won together and then they separated. But for whatever reason, it seems like Curry has bought into him. And if Curry bought into if that's his guy, that's everyone's guy. Kind of like with Mark McGwire and the Pistons. It was Isaiah's guy. He became everybody's guy. So as of right now, it hasn't worn thin, and they keep winning. But, boy, he got to Tristan Thompson last night. And I don't think Tristan Thompson should be suspended, to be perfectly honest with you. There was no punch thrown. There was nothing like that. Kevin Love had just broke about 20 minutes before the show started. He will not be suspended, thank goodness. I think sometimes cool head has to prevail. He shouldn't have been suspended for a flagrant foul or kicked out of the game for a flagrant foul. I saw Tony Brothers' angle, and it looked like an elbow was thrown when it really wasn't. So I'm going to say the ball in the face washes out the kicked out of the game for the elbow that really wasn't an elbow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what Draymond is to Curry. He gives him the muscle. I mean, he feels like he's like with the simian and stuff like that. You know how hockey players like a Gretzky used to have someone protecting him on the ice, a goon, as they used to call him. That's exactly what Draymond is for Curry. He allows him to go out there and do the shimmy and stuff like that and not have to worry about somebody putting a foot in his behind, you know, because he's got him standing behind him. So
He's Isaiah's Lambeer.
Yep, there you go.
You know, Isaiah used to say all the things wrong and hit you with that smile, and then you want to choke him out, and Bill Lambeer is like Santa saying, you ain't going to choke him out. You think you want to, but you ain't going to choke him out. Because I tell you what, it's funny how cities love their guys, because when he hit the three at the end of the quarter, another bad gamble by J.R. Smith, or the end of the half, and he sits there and he counts the one, the two, and the three, you know everyone from Cleveland was hating him as much as possible right at that moment. But I know it's crazy, but we're almost out. Before we jump, though, tell everyone where you're where they listen to you at every Saturday.
Every Saturday on NBC Sports Radio, 1060 AM, from 10 to noon, man, we put it down. So if you want to follow me, at Ed Smith Speaks for Twitter and for Instagram, and the website is edsmithspeaks.com, brother.
Is your partner going to be okay? Because I know he was riding that Houston wagon hard. Is he going to be all right?
Oh, we're gonna have to talk about this weekend, man. Yeah, he's game seven. I got a little section in the show tucked away just for that prediction he gave us.
Yeah, he was hard. He was hard on that wagon. And then I gotta ask you this. I had Chucky Brown on yesterday, so I gotta ask you this. It's the most important question of the weekend. You got one CD to put in, but you're sitting there and you got Aretha Franklin CD, and you got Gladys Knight CD. Which one you gonna listen to?
I'm gonna read them, man.
All the Aretha, okay.
I'm gonna read them.
I'm on that Gladys Knight. I'm going back to Georgia. I'm on that midnight train. Hey, my brother, I appreciate you calling in. I got some running with the boys, but you know I'm gonna have you live and loaded. And when I get a shot, I'm gonna send a text your way tomorrow.
Well, I'm good, man.
All right, bro. Thanks again.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right. The one and only Ed Smith. That's my man, man. That's my brother, my partner in crime. All right, everyone. It's the weekend. Let's do it. At the Sports Cave. Instagram, Facebook, fan page, Twitter. TheSportsCave.com. All is with the cave. Make sure you're keeping up with the Sports Cave newsletter as well. And you can get me a PLR on sports on Twitter. Everyone, have a great weekend. Watch those NBA finals, and we'll talk about that more on Monday. Everyone, take care. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR.